We know Taco Bell's food is great. They've even got a whole new cantina menu with fresh new ingredients. Taco Bell is not just for late night anymore. With fresh new ingredients like slow roasted chicken, pico de gallo, purple cabbage, and new avocado verde salsa sauce. Taco Bell is a great destination for your midday fuel. They have amazing menu items like cantina chicken tacos, burritos, and quesadilla. I truly do love Taco Bell. I love a Crunchwrap Supreme. It is one of my favorite things to eat. Ooh, don't wait till it's late. Try the new cantina chicken menu now. Did you know that it's Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is highlighting some really cool AAIP-owned brands right now, like Carden, Kaja, Emilia George, and Hey Meave. Plus, you can help support college access and student success when you donate online or round up in-store to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander-owned brands at Macy's.com or in-store. Another episode of Why Won't You Date Me, a podcast where me, Nicole Byer, tries to figure out how I'm still single, even though you could steal every piece of furniture from my house and go, I guess you gotta sit on the floor now, bitch. My guest today is a hilarious Juno-nominated stand-up comedian from Toronto, Ontario, Canada. She's the host of Steph Infection, a podcast all about the gross and weird things related to the body. Also, she's all over social media with her clips from stand-upsies. I am so thrilled to have her here today. It is Steph Tolov! Wait, is it Tolev or Tolov?
So the second way you said it, Tolev, yes.
It's Steph Tolev! Tolev.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
You got it.
I
felt like you were coming in hot with that intro. I'm like, she's got to know how to say it. There's no way she doesn't.
Well, it's funny because I thought I did. And then I said it and I was like, I think that's wrong.
Yeah, I think you second guessed yourself. I think in your head you knew what it was. And then you started telling yourself you didn't. And then you didn't know.
And then I fucked it right up. Steph, how are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Listen, I'm okay. I have a little bit of a headache, but other than that, life is good. I love it. Wait, so you have a boyfriend now?
I do. But before we get into that, I just want to say I also just did a voice on something today and they said you were just there and you were great. And I wanted to let you know that.
Oh, what was it?
It's called 10-year-old Tom. It's
Oh, yes. I was just there recording a couple days ago.
Yeah.
That's nice that they talk about me. Oh my God.
They did. It was very nice. And I was like, I know her. I'm actually recording her podcast later.
I know her. I know that dumb bitch. Wait, Steph, tell me about this boyfriend. How did it happen? When did it happen?
Okay, so let's preface this by I have been asking you. I feel like people don't hound you to get in the podcast. I've never hounded anyone in my life the way I messaged you to get on the air. I have been wildly single, wildly beyond single for over 10 years. That's a long time.
Okay.
I think it's a long time.
It is a long time. I've been single for 39 years, 42 years, 87 years, however fucking old I am.
87 years. Also, whatever the hell this bit is you're doing with the boyfriend, man, did I fall into it.
A lot of people did.
I don't get it. I was so happy for you. I was so happy.
I know. A lot of people were happy. And my friend Marcy was like, what is the bit that someone would like date you publicly? And I was like, I guess that is the bit. I don't know. But yeah, you know, I talk about it in therapy enough that I'm trying to get to the bottom of it.
Okay. Well, I just want to say I was so happy for you. I'm sure we all went to his profile and I was like, your name's his profile. It was a big thing. Anyways, I just want to let you know I was very happy. And now you guys look like a good couple. And now I'm upset. Okay. I will also say,
I'm sorry.
Let me help you find somebody because my best friend just proposed to my manager and I set them up and they are about to be married. I'm very good at setting people up.
Okay, then set me up with someone, please.
Then here we go. I'm going to start sifting through and then we'll find somebody. But I do a boyfriend. I have a boyfriend. He's here right now. I don't know where he is. He's walking my dog for me. We met in Salt Lake City.
Is he from Salt Lake City?
He is, and he still lives there. So
okay. So what does this long distance relationship look like?
Well, that's the thing. It's very hard. It's also, you know, when you haven't had a relationship for a very long time, you try and you want to make it's so far so great. Everything's working. We met at a comedy club. He was a fan. Excusez-moi.
Oh,
you know,
that's nice. My goodness.
I know. He saw me on the Netflix Bill Burr's Presents thing. And then he saw that I was coming to town on and his best friend apparently saw a poster for me on outside of Wise Guys. His best friend's like, oh, don't you like that girl? You should go see your show. So he came alone.
Uh-huh.
And we all know, I don't know if it's the same as you. I think the Thursday shows are my favorite night.
Thursdays are my favorite. I love them. Yeah. And I like Saturdays.
Really?
Yeah. I don't like Fridays.
Fridays are bad. I just had the worst Friday late show probably of my whole career. It was in Dallas. It was unbelievable. Everyone yelled the whole time. I was like, uh-huh. They're crying. It was crazy. So he comes by himself and he's sitting a bit far back. And I remember this because I have a joke where I say, who likes the mullet and usually no straight men clap. And he, yeah. I was like, who the hell is that pervert? So I like squinted out to see who it was. And I was like, oh, he's actually good looking. Like usually when people yell out, they're like, you know, a disgusting slob. And I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
I find him very hot. And then during the show, he became part of the joke when I kept making fun of him a bit. And then after I'm selling merch and he is in the line, I can see him waiting. He's like all nervous and weird. I'm like, what is this fucking weirdo doing? And then he comes up and he's like, hey, I'm the guy. I'm like, I know who you are, you idiot. I'm like, he's very cute. He leaves, even though he's lurking for a while. Big lurk.
Mm-hmm.
He leaves and then he slipped into the DMs. Uh-oh. Oops.
Oh.
But a good slip.
What did he say?
I'm sure sometimes I get people like I had one after the birthing, a guy saying he wanted to hold back my mullet while he ate sushi off my body. And I'm like, that's just gross. Frankly, that's disgusting. Also, my body looks already like sushi. We don't need to be eating the similar textures and jiggling. Anyways, he slipped in and he said, I don't know exact, but it was roughly like, hey, you're probably never going to see this, but the off chance you do, I think you're hilarious and beautiful. Those are two words that we like to hear,
mm-hmm.
Especially as comedians. I'm like, beautiful. And he's like, and I know you're here for a few days. I'd love to take you for a drink. If you get this, let me know. If not, no worries. You're still hilarious. I'm like, okay. Immediately. I'm like, also, and Salt Lake, I know fucking no one there. So I immediately messaged him back. I'm like, mm-hmm. Hey, hi. Hello. Let's go for a drink. And he's like, okay. Then we end up going out Friday. Friday or is it Saturday? Saturday night. So Friday night, I was supposed to go on another date with a guy off Tinder that I met there. And I'm like, fuck it. I'm like, I'm not doing this. So we go out Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
Was it Friday night? I don't remember what day it was. Friday night. And then
it's okay. It was at some point during the weekend.
It's a blur. Why does it matter what day it was? Friday night, we go to this. I want to go to a dive bar. He immediately gets a nosebleed. Like
at the bar?
Oh, yeah. Like 3 minutes in, I was like, this is.
Oh, no.
I know. I'm like, this is bizarre. And he's like, I'm sorry. I'm so embarrassed. I'm like, I'm like nervous right now. And I was like, okay. And then he goes to the bathroom. I'm like, what am I doing here? I'm like, this guy's a fucking weirdo. Why is this nosebleeding? It's psychotic. And then we ended up. Joe, I'm like, he was very easy to talk to. Like, you know, his comics, he wasn't trying to be funny. He doesn't want mm-hmm. comedy, which I asked immediately. I'm like, what do you do? Please, God, tell me. If you want to be a comedian, I'm like, we're done here. I can't even fuck you.
Mm-hmm.
I can't fuck you right now. And then the night went on and we got along very well. Then we went back to my Airbnb and we fucked because I was like, I was assuming it was a one night stand.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, okay, I got to tell you this because he said something that was so insane that this made me like, lose my mind. I fucked disgusting men. Let's just start with that. I don't think I've had the lights on during sex since nom. They're always off. I am like in pitch black. I hate my body. I hate their body as well.
Uh-huh.
So we had the lights on, fully on. And like, I went to take off his glasses at one point. And he's like, no, keep them on. I want to see your body. And I was like, like what? I'm used to guys spitting in my face and turning me around. I'm like, oh, okay. This this is a different tone.
That is really sweet. I want to see your body.
I know. And I'm like, you, and I was so alarmed. I'm like, you do. and then he got my phone number and he said his parents weren't in town the night. And I'm like, okay, whatever. I don't care. He's like, can I get your number? I'm like, again, whatever. We're never going to talk. He calls me the next day. And I'm like, hello. Hey, he's like, random question. Do you want to come to my niece's birthday on Sunday? I'm like, what are you fucking talking about? We just met. I'm like, and I'm like, this guy's mentally ill. I'm not going to his niece's fucking birthday. This is crazy. But I'm like, I will have lunch with you. So we met, like, I was driving to Denver. So we met halfway, like, a bit in the middle for him. Like, not far for him. Like, I was on my way to Denver. Mm-hmm. We ate at a diner and then we fucked in the back of my Subaru.
Nice, in the back of the Subaru.
Classic. How'd you meet your father? Well, it was the back of the Subi, and I hit my head a few times, covered in dog hair. And then we had like the craziest romantic weekend of our lives in Telluride. There's a comedy festival out there, Telluride, Colorado. Mm-hmm. He drove 6 hours, and then it was like our first official like hangout, and it was us 3 days in a hotel together, and It was nice. And I was like, okay, I like this man. And now I kind of want to date him. But I'm like, you fucking live in Salt Lake City. So how's this going to work? And we're making it work.
Oh, my God. That's so nice.
Yeah.
Wait, and how long has it been?
6 months. He has 2 kids with an ex-wife. He is also ex-Mormon. So there's going to give you all the juice here.
That's fun.
But his best friend's a pilot. So he gets flight benefits.
Oh,
that's definitely helping.
And it's not an expensive flight. And also, it's not a long flight. It's like 2 hours away.
It's so funny, though, because when I first, like, dating out here, I'm like, if I match the guy who lives in Venice, I'm like, Venice. Like, I'm driving to Venice. Are you kidding me?
And now you're like, I'm flying to Salt Lake City.
And I've driven out there a few times, and it's 10 hours. And I'm like, and now I'm driving 10 hours with my fucking dog like a psychopath? Yeah.
Oh, my God. Wait, can you not fly with your dog? No, your dog's too big.
I do. I mean, she's quite large, but she has ways of flying. She can fly.
Wait, do you have a matching tattoo with your current boyfriend?
We do. See, here's the problem. We're both clinically unwell. I believe the first weekend he came to stay here with me, we did, in fact, get matching taco tattoos.
Where is it?
On my ankle, like on my upper ankle. But here's the problem that I don't learn. I had a matching tattoo with another guy that I was seeing in Toronto for years who said that we were never together. But we got matching tattoos, and I just got that covered up. So I'm like, why would I... Why do I learn? I'm not saying I'm breaking up with Zach, but I, you know, why would I get a matching tattoo with a person that isn't blood related to me? You know what I mean?
I don't know. Why not? I don't think I have any matching tattoos with any gentleman. I only have matching tattoos with like lady friends.
Yes. So do I have a couple of those too, but then this was like, you know, got a little carried away. A little nuts.
I mean, hey. Whatever. It sounds like fun. You're in love. That's so nice.
I am in love. It's the first time being in love in a very long time. It feels bizarre.
How so?
I feel like now I'm going to feel bad saying this because I know you now that I know you're not in love. I feel like there was so long where I was like, oh, is this? I forgot kind of what love was. And then when you feel it again, you're like, oh, everybody else who's in love is just walking around being this happy and having these feelings. And I was a shell of a person for so long.
I mean, hey, it is what it is. It's sad and it's lonely and, you know, it's fun. It's fun being alone.
Here's the thing. I'm not gonna lie. You get in your habits though. You get in your, like, you know, you have your ways of things, the way my house is lined up. Like we're not living together. Like he's here right now for 3 weeks. And then he still has his place back in LA. But I'm like, I don't know. I like my stuff. I like my space. I like where everything is. Mm-hmm. I'm very anal with that kind of thing. So I'm like, I don't know if I was, you know, alone for so long that I'm like, you still need your alone time. Definitely. But also you're so fucking busy.
I am busy.
Yeah. You're busy as fuck. So I don't even know how you'd have time. Like I'm about to be on the road for the next 5 weeks. And I'm like, he's coming with me to Vancouver. Thank God. Otherwise I'm like, I won't see you. I have to go. Bye bye.
It is nice that he can like just fly places. It's like, yeah, I don't know when I'd ever see you.
Yeah, because I'm like, it's getting nutty. It's getting nuts. We're busy gals. We're on the run. We're on the move.
Busy, busy, busy. Do you think he would ever move to Salt Lake City or like that he would ever move to LA?
He might. We've been talking about him moving here, but he has kids. So he sees his kids still. So he can't just pick up and leave and his kids can't come here.
That makes sense. And that's another reason why I don't want kids. I don't want to be tethered to one region for the rest of my life because I got to see my kids.
I never thought I thought I wanted kids until I realized my birthday is in a month and I'm pushing 40. So, you know, I don't know if I can have them anymore.
Well, if you freeze your eggs or whatever, you can have them at any time.
I'm freezing the eggs. I'm not having a kid when I'm 68. I already have a bad sciatica. I can barely, my dog's 85 pounds. I bent over, picked her up the other day and I almost fainted. And I was like, I'm supposed to be having a big 10 years from now and be carrying around two fucking kids.
85 pounds.
A big dog. No, she's actually overweight. I was just told by the vet. She most certainly.
Oh, wait, really?
Yeah, she's actually fat.
I feel like that's body shaming to a dog. Like a dog could be whatever weight. I don't know.
My vet was like, I'm sorry to say this, but she's in fact overweight. I was like, this is the rudest thing anyone's ever told me in my life.
Wait, Steph, while you were single in LA, what was dating like before you found happiness?
Oh my God. Unbearable. And you know this, and it's hard. You cannot explain this enough to the listeners right now. I don't care if you think dating in your city is worse. Nothing is worse than dating in Los Angeles. Nowhere in the fucking entire. I lived in Toronto for fucking my whole life until I moved to here. So I was 20. So I was 30 years old. I lived in Toronto, dated out there. Never had issues. Was on the apps, fucking around, met people in person, met bars. Not a problem.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, no real. I had like one serious boyfriend and it was a nightmare, but still not hard to find men. I was out here 8 years with, I couldn't get a guy to date me for longer than 2 or 3 dates would be the max.
Mm-hmm.
So before Zach, I was talking to this guy who was like, just like a regular guy, like 30, liked to do mushrooms a lot. We saw each other like a bunch and I was like, okay, is this, is this going to be something more? Are we like boyfriend, girlfriend? He's like, no, mm-hmm. I don't have time. The guy sits and floats in his fucking pool all day long. What do you mean, no time? You don't cut your toenails aren't even trimmed. They're so fucking long. They're slicing me. You don't have time? You have nothing but time. He's like a DJ, trying to be a DJ.
Oh,
it's like,
oh, I love it.
Nightmare.
I love a DJ.
At the same time, I was talking to this other man, older, mm-hmm. a lot older, quite old.
How old?
60.
60's not that old.
Well,
80s old.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. I'm 37. You're right. It's not that old. It felt old. He looked certain lighting. Ooh, cool.
Okay, how long did you date this geriatric for?
This geriatric. I was dating him the same time I was dating the DJ because I was like, I had been fucked around so many times by guys that I was like, fuck it, I'm dating two guys at the same time. And then turns out, frankly, both of them didn't want me. I'm like, well, here, and then here we are. Yeah, it was the old man. I saw his teeth in the daylight and I got a really big teeth problem.
Uh-huh.
And it was like every single tooth had never been flossed in its life. And it was like, it just, ugh. Just like, I can't get over how bad people's teeth are. It's really upsetting. It's gross to me.
Well, I think it's gross to be like an old man with nasty teeth. It's like you never once decide to take care of them bad boys. They're going to be with you forever.
That's the problem. Well, I mean, he's on his last legs here. So he's giving them a good run. Maybe he's too tired now.
Wait, what was it like dating a 60-year-old?
It was more like we just kind of hooked up. Like I'm not going to lie. I was kind of embarrassed. So I didn't want people to see me with them.
Wait, how long did you date this man?
He was dressed. He dressed like he was dressing way too young. Dressing like he was 27 in Whitesnake.
And how did you meet him?
I don't want to tell you because you might know
who it is. Wait, I might know who it is.
He might be in our business.
Wait, put it in the chat. Tell me who it is.
I don't think you will know who it is.
Oh, I don't know them.
Okay.
Ugh, I want to date a 60-year-old. I think it sounds like fun. Did he give you money?
No, we just had sex. We didn't go for a single dinner.
You didn't go for dinner? A 60-year-old man who's not taking you to dinner? What's the point?
That's what I'm saying. It was just like weird sex like here and there. And then it would be like, I don't know. It was too much. And before that, it was just like, I got ghosted. My God, did I get ghosted? I got ghosted. I think I started the term. I think I was the first person to start. I swear to God. I have been ghosted so many times. I stood up the amount of times I have.
Really?
Oh my God. The amount of times I would have been standing at my fucking front door or at a bar, standing there waiting. One night, actually at 4100 bar, I got stood up so badly There was a couple people there that I had known after we ended up talking and drinking, and I ended up having a full lesbian experience at night because I was like, oh, I'm done with men. I'm gay now. And then I got to me 3 hours later, puss deep, being like, what am I doing right now? We've really turned this night around.
I like that you gave up on men and immediately were like, jumping ship. Here's what I'm doing now.
Yeah, no, it was like, God, the amount of times that I would like, I don't know if you read this, where guys would like never fully exchange phone numbers. So you just talk on the app on Tinder or whatever. And then they'd be like, okay, let's meet here. I'm like, great. And then I'd either go to the location or I'd wait in my house. And then I would check back my Tinder and we had been unmatched. And I'm like, oh, okay, well, that was never going to happen. And ta-ta.
That's happened like once or twice where I'm like, okay, we're meeting where? And I go back to look and it's like, I matched. And I'm like, what is this? I tend to like, if they don't ask for my number, then I'm not like making plans with you. Do you know what I mean? Like, I need your phone number. I don't want to be checking an app while I'm trying to meet you somewhere.
Sir, also, you're not an adult at this point. Like, well, let's make an actual... Or also, if there was, like, no plans, I hated the nights where I'd be up to, like, 2 in the morning thinking I'm having good banter with this guy. I'm like, oh, this is so hilarious. And I wake up the next morning and then I'm unmatched. I'm like, what was the fucking point of this?
Uh-huh.
I'm just like, who has this kind of time? That's what I don't understand. It was such a time waster and it was so fucking frustrating. And I just... It was... Oh, God. One of the worst things I ever had. I went to HMS Bounty.
What's that?
It's in Koreatown. It looks like an old ship inside. It's super fucking cool.
Oh, no. That sounds fun.
Good. Good happy hour. You got to go. Great food. Go for happy hour. This guy wants to go for happy hour. We sit down. Immediately starts bragging about his two properties. He's got two houses. He's got one in Ohio. He's got one fucking in Los Angeles. Blah, blah, blah. Bill comes out. It's $16.
Mm-hmm.
1-6. And I usually like to split a tab if we go for fancy dinner. Whatever. I'm not a bitch. Or I'm not like, oh, man must pay. I'm like, okay, I'll fucking whatever. I'm sitting there. I'm like, $16. I'm like, he's got this one. So I'm sitting there and even the bartender's like looking at him. And then he goes, oh, we'll just split this. And I was like, okay, all right. And either bartender was like, are you serious? And I was like, yeah, he's serious. And then we put the thing. And then I'm like, oh, what, $7? Like, it's so, you just bragged about owning two fucking, and also the bragging out here. I'm sure this happens everywhere, but like the amount of dates I've gone on in Los Angeles where you sit down and immediately there's no questions asked to you. All they do is talk about the fucking self. One guy told me for literally an hour straight how he gets up at 5 a.m. to belay or whatever this fucking thing is, rock climbing.
Belay?
Oh, it was a nightmare. It was a nightmare.
What's belay?
Climb rocks or something.
Oh, yeah. Okay. How funny. Yeah, that's LA. LA is very self-involved and yeah, they don't ask you questions about you. And a lot of times I'll be sitting there and I'm like, I'm very interesting. If you ask me a question, I promise you'll like the answer and maybe we'll have a back and forth about it. It'll be nice.
How do they not ask you questions? Like they must know who you are. Are you on Raya?
I am on Raya. I have gone on one date from Raya. That person asked me to read a script of theirs.
Ah.
I don't have good luck there.
Wait, did they have the script on them? No.
No, they were going to send it to me later. And I was like, okay. And then I texted later. I was like, you know what? I don't know what I could do for you. I don't have a production company. Like, I don't think this is not for me.
It's so nice, though. At the time when they mentioned this, you weren't like, go eat my ass. Like, you weren't like, fuck you.
Well, I didn't want to be rude. Also, it's like, how many dates do I go on? Not many. So let's savor the moment.
God, that's upsetting.
It is. I don't. Wait, so you've had one boyfriend before this boyfriend?
No, my first boyfriend ever, Steve Oak, who my dad still talks to, who I openly talk about all the time because we broke up when I was 24. Again, I'm 37 and him and my father still talk. They text. They call.
That's very weird.
Thank you. I was waiting for that. It's very bizarre. I don't like it. It makes me very uncomfortable.
Have you ever said something to your dad to be like, can you not talk to my ex-boyfriend?
I have several times, but now it's become a joke. It's at this point, he's like, you talked to Steve the other day. I'm like, of course you did. I don't know what to tell you. You talked to Steve when you talked to me. Steve's also married. Let's get that out of the way. Steve's married, has a great life. Oh, yeah. No, it's unnecessary. Do I talk to his family? Never. Not once. Not even through a Facebook exchange. Nothing. It's very strange.
How funny. What a weird thing to do. A
bizarre situation. They honestly became good friends.
Wild.
Wild. And then I had another boyfriend that we don't need to name, a comedian from Toronto that did not end well. my second official boyfriend. And then after that, I fucked and dated this guy for 5-7 years in Toronto, who, horrible man, also a comedian. He is absolute dog shit. And I'm sure somebody will hear this and tell him, because they know who I'm talking about, because we got matching tattoos and he just is a problem with women. And I love going on about how much I hate him. And then that was it. And then I was out here literally single as hell for the whole time I've been in Los Angeles. I have not had anything, like no one I could remotely like introduce to my parents or that I would call. I was talking to one guy in Vancouver. Another fan reached out to me. This was like a year and a half ago now. He was a big fan, did the slipping on Instagram. We started kind of talking. He lived in Vancouver.
Mm-hmm.
Forth for like months. We were like calling every day, FaceTime every day. I'm like, fuck it, I'm coming to see you. I can't keep doing this. We were talking nonstop. And then I finally was like, okay, I'm coming to see you. And I sent a screenshot. I'm like, which flight should I book? And I never heard from him until my Netflix special came out. He completely ghosted me to the point.
Oh, no.
We were talking. I'm not joking. We FaceTime 6 times a day. Like, it was like we talk every morning. We go to bed. Good night, sweetie. Whatever. We were almost saying, like, I felt like he was going to drop the L-bomb. And I was like, we haven't met. We can't do that yet. Like, it's crazy. Talk nonstop.
Uh-huh.
Eat dinner together. We cook dinner together. Both eat, watching. It was fucking crazy. I sent him a screenshot of the flight. I don't hear from him. Not a peep. A week goes by.
That's wild.
Wow. And I go, and I freak out. I'm like, okay. So then I got worried. I'm like, hey, just let me know you're okay. Nothing. And I'm like, oh my God. So I block him from all my social media, all my accounts.
Uh-huh.
Netflix comes out. Ooh, we get an email. Hey, Steph, I'm sure you don't want to hear from me. And the email said, fuck me, I'm a fucking asshole or something. Like, that was the heading of it.
Uh-huh.
Goes on this huge thing, how I shouldn't have done that. I just closed down. I don't know what to do. But fuck me, I guess. I'm the fucking loser, right? Fuck me. And I was like,
oh no.
Never replied. You know what? Talking about this now just reminded me, I have to make sure he doesn't come into my show in Vancouver. I have to get a photo of him and send it in to make sure he ain't allowed.
Yeah. Goodbye. That's wild to be like, you're successful. I made a mistake. Fuck me. Oh, I'm the worst. And it's like, what is this? What are you trying to get at? This is, you're being a child.
You want me to do what? Feel bad for you that you just fucked off and you, it was almost a year. You completely fucked it off. And after he'd done that to me, I talked to another guy that I met in Michigan, and we went on a date when I was there and we hit it off really well. And we were like, okay. And we got along super well. Then we kept talking. And then we talked for like 5 months after and the same shit happened. I'm like, okay, I want to come see you. And then he goes to me again. I was like, oh my fucking God, what is this pattern with me? And then my friends are like, it's your fault. You're finding these men that don't even live here. What's the point? And then now I'm dating Zach. And I'm like, this is crazy because he doesn't fucking live here either. So I keep getting like, yes, Steve, he doesn't answer me right away. I'm like, he's ghosting me. Like, I am on the brink of constantly feeling like I'm being ghosted all the time. I don't trust any man. They have sucked the trust out of my ass that I'm like, I do not trust a single person anymore. And it's sad.
It is sad. But what about Zach? You trust him.
You trust Zach, but there's still a part of me that's like, he could get up and leave at any minute. At any point in time, I could just message him one day and he'll be gone. And it's like, I'm working through it in therapy.
Yeah, that is, I think, a hazard of getting into a relationship with someone. They could just up and leave and then you never see them again. And then you're just devastated.
And then I'm like, it is literally your podcast. Why would they be? I'm like, what? Then that's when I go, at what point, it can't always be the guy. You know what I mean? At some point.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, what the fuck? What have I done for the last 37 years? And I'm like, am I too aggressive? Am I too abrasive? Am I too much on the first date? And then I look back and there's a lot of first dates where I would drink. Do you drink on first dates?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have to.
I mean, yeah.
Sips. I'm like, am I too drunk? Like, I don't know.
I don't know. Getting to know someone is hard. And I think alcohol is not the best thing for you to drink all the time. But I feel like it's easier to break the ice if you're just like a little buzzed.
Yeah. But then that would lead to me having disgusting sex, disgusting one night stands with people, like just horrible. Falling off the bed, waking up in the morning, being like, was somebody here? I don't recall.
Falling off the bed.
And I had some bad nights.
Wait. Real quick, hold on, Steph. We have to take a break.
Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service that's all about helping you have fun and get creative with your style. Shift gears in your wardrobe without a complete and expensive overhaul. Dressy stuff, trendy going out clothes, casual tops and premium jeans, sweaters, outerwear, vacation fits, you name it. For just $98 a month, you get a choice of any six styles each month. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands with inclusive sizing, fast, free shipping and returns, and professional cleaning in Nuuly's state-of-the-art laundering facility, plus the option to buy what you love. I like Nuuly a lot because sometimes I don't want to like own a sparkly thing because I'm like, I don't know if I'm going to wear it more than once. Also, I have a ton of sparkly things. And Nuuly is very good at like having a sparkly thing that I'll wear once and then I can send it right back. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any six styles. But right now you get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code DATEME20. Just go to Nuuly.com, Nuuly.com. That's Nuuly with two U's, and enter the code DATEME20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's Nuuly.com. Nuuly with two U's with code DATEME20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. You know, there's always something that I really need to talk about, and thank God I have a podcast, but then there's stuff that I don't want to reveal publicly. So I talk to a therapist, and listen, we all carry around different stressors, big and small, and when we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get stuff off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists at any time for no additional cost. And I gotta say, that's very important because the first person you meet might not be good for you. So even though it's work, you gotta work to find someone who like is helpful and is good for you. So don't stick with someone just because you feel like you have to. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/DateMe today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/DateMe. Beep bop, we're back. Okay, what were you trying to tell me before we took the break?
I am a very frequent visitor of the free clinics out here.
Oh, yeah?
Canadian. I don't really understand the health care out here, so I would go to the...
I don't either.
I don't know what I'm paying for. I don't know what I'm doing.
It's very confusing. I used to go to Planned Parenthood because I was like, I don't know how to work my insurance. I don't even think I had insurance for a while.
I haven't. I don't know. I still pay every time I go. So I don't know what I'm paying for.
I think there's like deductibles and stuff. I don't know.
I don't even understand what a deductible is.
I also don't understand either, but I know it's like if your monthly payment is lower, then your deductible is higher. And I think your deductible's what you pay because insurance doesn't cover all of it. Steph, I don't know. I should know because I'm an adult, but like it doesn't make sense and it's confusing.
And I'm 100% on your side for this. I just go there. They say, this is what you owe. And I go, okay, take the money. I don't know what's done.
Yes, take my money. Here's a question. Does your boyfriend have any siblings or single friends?
He does. His brother is not, no, he's younger though, 21.
Too young.
Young. What's your age group? What do you like?
I mean, I think I need someone older than me. I'm almost 40. So someone who's like also almost 40, or maybe I'm 62. I don't know. But like, I would say 40 to 55.
Okay. Okay.
Or maybe like 35 to 55. I don't know. I just want someone who's like mature. And that seems to be a very, very tall ask.
Honest to God, it might be one of the biggest asks out there right now, especially in the city. I don't know where these men are. They don't live here.
I guess. I don't know. It does feel like everyone's like booed up or whatever. And you're the second comic I know that has imported a boyfriend or is dating someone out of state. And I'm like, maybe that's what I should fucking do. And I've tried. I've tried so hard. I don't have any chuckle fuckers though. Nobody's in my DMs being like, oh my God, I'm really hot and I think you're hot and I think you're funny.
Well, okay, first of all, it was the only one that slipped in. The other ones I have in there are, like, terrifying. You get DMs. There's no way you don't get DMs.
Not from like straight men. A lot of like, join our thruple or like, yeah, I don't really get hit on.
Why? Because you're too famous.
I'm moderately successful. There's like people doing much better than me.
Oh, but you're like, you're famous. You're a famous comedian and you're famous. So I think now that you're at that level, people are too scared to ask.
I don't know. I
think it's a weird, it's a gap now. Cause I'm at the still like, you know, I'm there. People, I'm used to banana. I'm selling my own merch for fuck's sakes. Like I'm approachable. I mean, I'm standing right there. Do you do meet and greets after shows?
I used to, and then COVID hit. And then I was like, I don't think I really want to. Cause it's like, you want a picture and I'm going to be wearing a mask. Like you don't want that. Like, so I don't do them.
Because you're doing too many shit. But I was gonna say that's a good way of like people after, because people definitely want to fuck you. There's, I guarantee you, 20% of the men in your show want to fuck you.
No, the men in my show are straight men whose girlfriends have dragged them there, or gay men who have no interest. And I did go home with a gay man once in Tacoma, and it was not a good experience.
Really?
Yeah, he was like, I can't do this. And I was like, okay, great, you have to go. Like, what were we doing?
You try. I fooled around with a bi guy for a while, and he would, right after we fucked, go into great detail of how much he loves sucking cock. Great.
Wait, that's really wild. He's like, okay, what we just did was fine or whatever, but my true love is sucking dick.
Oh, he would go on. He's like, I sucked a dick last week. That was perfect. And I was like, I don't need to know this. You do what you do. That's fine. Well, like, can we just not sit for a second here? I guess I make you feel. There was a guy, my guy that I was seeing for a bit. And by seeing, I mean three dates. The third time we fucked. Mm-hmm. I've definitely talked about this on the podcast before, but I love talking about it because it's iconic. Third time we fucked, I was nude in my bed and he could not get hard. It was the third time where I couldn't get hard. And he looked at me and he's like, yeah, I just. Oh, my dog just busted in like a psychopath.
Oh, what a cutie.
He was like, I'm sorry. I'm just physically not attracted to you. To my face, looked me up and down, looked my body up and down to really let me know what he meant. The whole body, not just part of me. He was absolutely repulsed. And that is why he could not get hurt.
That is maybe the meanest thing I've ever heard in my whole life. Yes. I mean, there's a nicer way to, there's a way to know, you just don't have to say it. I'm flabbergasted. That is truly wild.
Oh yeah.
Ugh.
It was like really, and it was like, he also was no prize peach. Like the guy, I'll tell you right now, he wasn't. He's also still in the apps. I know he is. I've seen his fucking photo. I've seen people sign up for, but he was a comic. And I'll tell you right now, he wasn't good. And I don't think he'll ever get better. Cause I made quite the scene about it. And, he apologized to me like way, way after, cause he was friends of a friend of ours.
Mm-hmm.
Susan, and my dog's just looking me stop. And he, his apology was disgusting. He referred to his penis like an unborn fetus. He's like, sorry, my unborn cock fetus couldn't get hard. It was like disgusting. I was like, also almost blaming me. Like, I don't care if you don't get hard.
That's a you problem, not a me problem. And then like, don't make me feel bad about it. I'm like, I understand it happens. That's wild. I don't like that. Ugh, men are trash.
They really are bad. I'm not joking. I have been with women a couple times now and I'm like, why? I couldn't stick the landing. You know what I mean? I wish everyone also thinks I'm gay all the time. And I'm like, I've gotten DMs, way more DMs from women than men. Way mm-hmm. for you. You've got to have a couple of gals slipping in there.
Every now and again, yes. I mean, most of my DMs are truly just people being like, I love Nailed It. My child loves Nailed It. Can I be on Nailed It? And I'm like, I have no control over it. I would love for someone hot to slip into my DMs and be like, hey, I think you're funny and hot. And I'd like to break me off a piece of that puss. I'd love it.
A piece of that puss. It's going to happen. Now that we're talking about it, you gotta put it out there.
Got to manifest it. Listen, slide into my DMs. Ask me on a date. I do read my DMs.
I do too. Sometimes I have to do the old unread. I've been getting this a lot recently. This is not about dating at all, but I've been getting like the, hey, I was at your show on the weekend. I thought you were hilarious. My friends thought you were shit. Otherwise, I would have said hi. And I'm like, I get that after every show now. After every time, every weekend I do, someone goes out of their way to say how much they love me, but whoever they were with hated my guts. I'm like, I don't need to know that part of it.
Yeah, I get a lot of when I used to do meet and greets, it'd be a woman who'd be like, oh, I brought my boyfriend here and he didn't know who you were. And they'd be like, yeah, I didn't know who you were one time. Never heard of you at all. But like, you're pretty funny. Keep on doing it. I'm like, I didn't need any of it.
Oh, I love the you're pretty funny. You could never do this. Never in your life. You unclog drains for a living. Don't fucking act like you can fucking get up there. Nightmare.
Yeah, it's hard. It's so hard. Wait, so when you were on the apps, what were you on? You were on Tinder, Bumble, what else?
Hinge. I hated Bumble. I could never get anything going on Bumble. I don't know if it was my opening. I would send the gif of Chris Farley raising his sunglasses.
Mm-hmm.
Never got a reply. I'm like, this is the
fun. Really?
And I'm like, that's so funny and silly.
I think it's very silly and it's like a little flirty. It's like, hey, I'm looking at you. But also it's like, I have a sense of humor about it. I didn't like Bumble because I guess it's the same thing that I get mad at men for, where they're just like, hi, how was your weekend? But then again, it's just like, how do you start a conversation? So I would send things like, what would you rather, turn into a penguin at midnight or like an ostrich at 5 p.m.? And no one would ever respond to me.
But that's fun. Also,
that's what I think.
You just a fucking wave. I swear to God, my one friend was like, all I would say was hi. And she put the wave emoji and guys would immediately reply. I'm like, I'm going to fucking kill myself if that's actually what people want. Just a hi.
I guess. I think people are just like not as fun as... Like more people are, what am I trying to say? There's more unfun people in this world than fun people.
Yes, that's true. I think that's very true.
I'm just like, where do I find a good, fun person?
I don't know. They don't exist. I don't want to tell you.
Well, maybe I have to go to Salt Lake City. I don't know. Wait, okay. Have you met his family? Has he met your family? Tell me about your relationship. What's the most romantic thing he's ever done? I've asked 100 questions in a row.
Okay, the most romantic thing he's ever done. Honestly, I'm going to say his Christmas presents to me. They were so thoughtful and not even things I asked for, just things I had like off the cuff and like, oh, I need that. Oh, I love that. Like, I literally mentioned how I want Skims. And he's got me Skims. Like, he went out of his way to find all this shit that I like.
Aww.
Oh, and like, I need a new cookware. And then he got me these shoes. And like, everything I had mentioned that he just got for me, like simple daily items. And that was very romantic to me. Just the fact that he listened. And he also watched my dog for me for 3 weeks, which was a very big deal. I got screwed on a sitter and I had to be on the road for a while. So it's a big ask. I have met his family. They like me. And it's, you know, it was alarming at first because I'm like, are Mormons going to find me entertaining or am I too much?
So these Mormons like you.
They like me, yes. And my parents like him. And my sister's actually flying in tonight. She lands in 2 hours and we'll meet him for the first time.
Oh, that's sweet.
My sister is she's the barometer here. I don't give a fuck what anybody else thinks about him. It's my sister. She's the one. So
wait, and is everybody staying with you?
Yeah, they're all here tonight and we'll see. No, it's fine. Zach's, he's very easygoing and, you know, he likes to drink too. So my family's heavy into the sips. So if it is
heavy into the sips,
that's what we'll say. That's the term we're going to use. Heavy into the sips.
Okay. I like it. It's fun. What's the worst date you've been on?
Worst date I've been on. Oh, God. I matched with this guy and he really kissy right off the top. We went to the in Los Feliz. What's that bar called? The Study. I don't know if it's open anymore.
Yeah, I think so.
He at least sits on my side of the booth and starts kissing me. And I was like, I literally went, whoa, man. I'm like, we just met. I'm like, this is a lot. Sorry, I just like, I know you. I'm like, you don't know me. This is really bizarre. Like, what is going on right now? So we have a couple sips, and this is during a phase where I had been ghosted a lot.
Mm-hmm.
We end up going back to his house, and we get in there, and it's like North Hollywood. And I was like, huh, I'm a bit far from home. And we walk in, and there's nothing. And I'm like, oh, like, did you just move in here? And he's like, no, I've been here for a bit. And I'm like, there's like a chair and there's like a TV leaning against the wall and like there's nothing here. Like, like what's going on? It's like, okay. He's like, no, I have a bed. And I'm like, okay. And he's also older than me. So I think I was 33 at the time and he was 45 years old. And I was like, okay. So we get in his bedroom and we like fool around. I'm also, why am I still doing this? I wasn't even attracted to him. He was way smaller than me, way.
Mm-hmm.
And halfway through having sex with him, I'm like, oh my God, he has a wife and kids. And this is in my head. I'm telling myself this.
Oh, okay.
This is his like, well, I don't know. Well, there's nothing here. And so I ask him, I go, do you have a wife and kids? He's like, what? I go, you have nothing here. Where is all your stuff? And then he's like, okay, well, calm down. I'm not gonna calm down. I'm like, this is really weird. What's going on? So it goes in the cupboard and starts like taking it like diplomas of his. He's like, I have this diploma. I'm like, that is nothing. And then he could tell I'm like, I'm getting irritable. He's like, okay, well, do you want to see my guns? And I was like, what? He hops out of the bed, brings out a case, puts it on the bed. And I'm like, I'm nude. And I'm like, okay, this is taking a turn right now. Open. Takes the clip out. He goes, you want to hold it? I'm like, I don't want to. He's like, yeah, hold it. I'm like, okay, I'll hold your gun. Because now I'm like, if I say no, what's going to hit me over the head? I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like literally naked in this man's abandoned home, holding this gun, shaking it.
Mm-hmm.
Got it. He's like, good. He's like, feel good. I'm like, yeah, I like the way that feels. I'm like freaking the fuck out. He takes the gun back, puts it away. He goes, okay, now do you feel better? And I was like, I have to go. I must leave. And I he's like, are we going to see each other again? I'm like, I don't know about that. And then I like literally ran out of the door and called a fucking Uber. And I was like, did he murder his whole wife and kids?
That's honestly wild.
It was. And as I was thinking about that, I remember another one that was so bad. We went back to a guy's house that I think we met at the same bar because I lived in the area and went back to his house.
Uh-huh.
He had two scars under his chest. And I asked if he was transgender. I guess it was an offensive question to him and he got really pissed off. He said, why the fuck would you ask that? I was like, I go, I don't care either way. I just was asking because you have two scars. And he's like, I was fucking fat as a kid. Is that what you fucking wanted? And I was like, oh my God. We were just making out like clothes. And I'm like, thank God. I'm like, I'm going to leave. And he ran to the door and he goes, you're not going anywhere. And I was like, you have 3 seconds before because I knew any roommates. I'm like, you have 3 seconds to move the fuck out of the way or I will scream at top of my lungs and call the police. And he's like, okay, fine. Let me just drive you home. I'm like, you're not driving me home. You're moving away from the fucking door.
Oh my God.
So this is what I'm saying. When I was like, I have had like a nightmare. I got out of there, thank God. And then I got in the Uber and then it was a woman who picked me up and she's like, let's report him. Let's go to the cops. I was like, no. I'm like, I just like, he didn't. I'm like, let me just get the fuck home. Let me get away. I just, nightmare. So it's like stuff like that where it was just nonstop, horrific. It wasn't like normal. Like my friends were like, how do you find these guys? I'm like, I don't know. You get to the point when you're swiping. I'm like, half the time, like, I don't even find this guy attractive, but I'm like so sad and lonely. Or I'm sure you do this, maybe you don't, where you're like, I know this guy will find me attractive, even though you don't really find him attractive. You just swipe, like, we'd swipe right anyways.
Yeah. Sometimes I'm like, I think they'll think I'm cute and that'll be nice.
Yes.
Or I'm just like, I don't know. Maybe this person doesn't, maybe they're not as bad in person. Like I matched with one guy where I was like, oh, he looks drunk in every picture. But I was like, but maybe he won't be drunk when I meet him and he'll be nicer. And then he ended up being older and drunker than his pictures. It was wild. I was like, you're absolutely shit-faced.
Ew, and older? That's gross.
Yeah, he was not, it was not what was advertised.
There's a lot of ill advertising on there. A lot of guys lying about their height, which I'll never understand. I swear to God, it's very bizarre.
I don't understand it either because like we're going to meet in person. I'm going to go, hey, you're smaller than you said.
Way smaller. Way. I also felt like I'd match with these smaller guys and I'm always like taller. And I don't mind being, I can't be taller and wider. I can be wider, but I also can't be.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I can do one. I can't be.
One or the other, not taller and wider. You could be wider or taller. I get it.
I just don't like that. I always felt very large dating men.
Hold on, Steph. We have to take another break. Can you even?
I can.
Today and every day, Planned Parenthood is committed to ensuring that everyone has the information and resources they need to make their own decisions about their bodies, including abortion care. Lawmakers who oppose abortion are attacking Planned Parenthood, which means affordable, high-quality, basic health care for more than 2 million people is at stake.
The right to control your body and get the healthcare everyone needs has been stolen. And now politicians in nearly every state have introduced bills that would block people from getting the sexual and reproductive care they need. Planned Parenthood believes everyone deserves healthcare. It's a human right. And that's why they fight every day to push for common sense policies that protect your right to control your own body and against policies that interfere with decisions between patients and their doctors. Planned Parenthood needs your support now more than ever. With supporters like you, you can help reclaim your rights and protect and expand access to abortion care. Visit PlannedParenthood.org/future. That's PlannedParenthood.org/future.
Okay. Hey, did you know 1 in 5 Americans have learn a new language on their bucket list? If that's you, make 2024 the year you finally check it off the list with Babbel. Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works. Don't pay hundreds of dollars for private tutors or waste time on apps that don't really help you speak the language. Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Babbel's tips and tools are approachable, accessible, rooted in real-life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teaching so you're ready to practice what you've learned out in the real world. Babbel made it super easy for me to brush up on my Spanish before my vacation to Mexico. See how I said that? It's better, and it sounds like I speak Spanish. It just makes traveling better, so you can, like, order food, ask for directions, and flirt with the locals. Me encanta, muchacho! Without having to consult language apps while on vacation. Here's a special limited time deal for my listeners. Right now, get 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for my listeners at babbel.com/date me. Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/date me. Spelled BABBEL.com/date me. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Okay, now we're back. So wait, your current boyfriend, Zach, how long, like, when did you decide that, like, you were only going to see each other and that you guys were in a relationship?
I think it was after that big weekend we had in Telluride where we were like, because I'm very jealous, and I, again, because of the whole ghosting thing, I'm like, okay, either we're doing this or we're not, because I can't. No, there he is walking by topless. Not even wearing a shirt.
Just slowly walking past the door.
Slowest walk I've ever seen a person do in my life. I think I should ask. Should I ask him?
Yeah.
Zach, come here for a second. Do you have a shirt on? No. Oh, you do? Oh, he does have a shirt on. Never mind. Okay. Nicole's asking, what was the question again? When
did you guys officially become only dating each other, or like officially in a relationship?
I'm officially in a relationship.
Telluride, Colorado.
Okay.
This is the weekend right after we spent the weekend together in Colorado, which was virtually the second time we had met. It was only our second date.
I also wanted you to hear how comically higher his voice is than mine, because I think it's funny.
Such a good time in Telluride.
Okay, it's not that much higher, but it is higher.
It's higher. But he's, again, taller and wider than me, so I like that. You can close it. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, I'd say it was that weekend. It was like our second time actually hanging out, and we just hit it off so well that we're like, let's try to make this work. And I think he also had a lot of shitty relationships before me as well, so we both knew that there was a connection, and we wanted to, like, not lose that. And I think I told them, I was like, I'm like, if you go back to Salt Lake and start fucking with people, or if I'm in LA on the road, and I, like, you know, sometimes I tend to put Tinder on my phone when I'm back on the road so I can have a little, especially in, like, places I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we were like, let's try this. Let's try to make this work and let's become official. And it felt weird at first. And then I said, I love you first. Didn't love that.
How long did you wait?
I waited, like, I think it was like 3 months, and we were at the fucking improv eating nachos, and he was like, we're sitting at the bar, and he was telling another comic, he was being so nice, just, I heard bragging about me, and then he, like, looked over at me, and I just went, oh God, I love you. And he's like, huh? And I was like, oh no, he's not going to say it back. And he's like,
oh no.
I could tell, he's like, that was nice. And I was suicidal for 2 days. I was like, he doesn't love me. Oh my fucking God. And then we talked about it. And he's like, I just didn't feel ready. That wasn't the right moment. Wasn't the right. And that's one thing I do really love about Zach. We're very open with communicating, which is very nice. Mm-hmm. He reads me when something's off and we can talk about it openly. So he's like, how do you feel? I'm like, I feel like shit. I'm like, I feel like you don't love me. And I feel embarrassed. And I feel like, you know, I didn't want to say first. I should have said it. And then I was like beating myself up. And we're getting fucking tacos. That's why we have taco tattoos. We're getting tacos. And then we were just ordering. And I'm like, oh, let's order this and this and split it. He's like, that's why I love you. And I was like, huh? He goes, I'm really in love with you. And I'm like, and I almost like cried. The guy before him, the matching tattoo guy, that was a horrendous, like, you know, horrendous. Just a guy. Like, if you ever had a guy call you, his nickname for me was Roly Poly Toly.
That's not the nicest thing in the world.
It's actually horrific. Not this boyfriend, the last guy. So I was used to, like, you know, people making fun of me and, yeah, telling me, you know, just not making me feel good. Zach makes me feel good.
That's nice. That's all you could ever want from somebody. Just being around them makes you feel good.
It's nice. It's very easy to make somebody feel good.
So what advice do you have for me in finding someone to love me?
I'm going to say right now, they cannot live in Los Angeles. That's
start there. Okay.
I just need you to know that none are left. They're all bad. And you need to find somebody who's not, because of how funny and amazing you're doing and everything, you cannot find somebody who's remotely jealous. You need to find a very supportive partner who is on your side, who finds you hilarious, who will not at any point make you feel less than what you are or ever get like weird with that, because that's fucked up, because your career is going so fucking well and you can't fuck with that. So my advice is, next time you're out of town, get the apps open. Have a little peek.
Okay.
You can peek.
I do try. When I do tour, I do try to like swipe on the apps, and I've never like, I don't know, I've never like gone on a date or anything, or like I've like hooked up with people, but like those are just like people I've met in bars and stuff.
Well, maybe you should try the date. You're there for a weekend, you get in there early, or you do like the thing where you go, if you're going there for the weekend, you put you on that city before you get there.
Mm-hmm.
A little pre-look, a little pre-peek.
Uh-huh. A little appetizer to the entree.
Yeah, you get a couple mozzarella sticks in there before the main course comes. But you also, I would say the meet and greets, but it's not good for you because you're too busy. You can't be maskless out there. But I bet there'd be a couple cuties out there being like, oh, should I ask her out?
Never in my whole life has any just like single person hit on me at a show in a normal way. Like, I've been hit on in a very like aggressive, strange way where I'm like, I feel uncomfortable and you're just like staring at me. This is so funny that you're telling me to like just do a meet and greet and I'll meet someone at a meet and greet.
You got to do options. You got to do the apps. You got to town. You got to do meet and greet. And you also have to do the still in-person situation, which is still never, which I don't believe. I have a friend right now who's doing like a speed dating. There's a speed thing happening out here, but I don't know what to tell you. Or friends of friends. And I, the problem is, I asked all my friends. I was like, hey, do you have any friends you can introduce me to? I'm honest to God, I have one person in my head right now for you, and you might even know him, but I have an idea for you.
Who? Put it in the chat.
Okay, I don't know if you know him.
This is the content people live for, things that they cannot see.
He's a booker.
I don't know this person.
I don't know. I have a feeling. Very nice guy. Funny, cute, clean, respectful.
Okay, these are all good adjectives.
Comedian, but in the comedy world, knows what's funny, knows what's up.
Okay.
This is why I want, okay. He literally, have you ever had this in your life? But he's like, his pictures were so bad. I'm like, give me your phone. I'm like, let me fucking do this for you.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, okay, hands me his phone and walks away. We're bowling. I'm like, give me your phone. I'm scrolling through his photos. The most wholesome man I've seen. All photos of him, his mom and his sister, him and his friend's dog. Nothing, not one dick pic, not one creepy tit pic. He's a sweet man. And now I want you to date him. And now this is what I want now for you.
Okay, set us up. I'm open. I'm looking. I just want someone to love me the way I want to be loved.
Yes, and you deserve this, and you will. This will happen. This will happen. But here's the thing,
Steph.
We're the same age.
Thank you.
We're the same fucking age. This just happened to me. This is not, you know what I mean? My aunt's 62. I don't know what to tell you. It's going to happen.
All right. I like your confidence.
You got to be confident.
I guess so. Well, Steph, we've come to the end. Is there anything that you want to promote?
Yes. If you're in Vancouver, I have a show on February 23rd, part of Just for Laughs, Vancouver. The 24th is sold out. So please get tickets for the 23rd. And then if you're in Portland on the 26th, the late show at Helium, come do that.
I love Helium. Go if you're in Portland, you should go. Helium's also just a fun club. Also, I ask everybody this. Would you date me?
Of course.
Okay, thank you.
As long as our dogs got along.
I think so. Clyde, he loves a big dog. Look at him. He's so cute. He loves playing with dogs.
Then there we go.
Okay. Well, Steph, thank you so much for being here and doing this podcast. And if you like this episode of Why Won't You Date Me, you can like it. You can rate it, you can subscribe or whatever on Apple Podcasts or something. And then if you write me something nasty hitting on me and send it to whywon'tyoudatemepodcast@gmail.com, Mars will read it. And then she'll send it to me, but like, don't send her anything nasty. Okay. This person said, "Hey, Nicole, you're beautiful and hot. If we went out, the fun would never stop. Your sense of humor is simply unbelievable. The happiness we'd achieve together is inconceivable." Is this a poem? "We could suck dick together, two at a time, go kill it together like partners in crime, play with our clits like a slip and slide." Yeah, this is rhyming, right? Am I dumb? "Fuck each other's brains out whenever you'd like. I'm shooting my shot. Hope it goes in. Hit me back when you want to begin. I'll sign an NDA. Just hand me a pen. Ooh, baby, our secret sin. I want to laugh and dance and cuddle at night. I want to talk to you and argue, then clear up our fights. Oh, this is long. I lead with love. Always treat you right. Face the future together while holding you tight. Manifest and meditate our focus, our sights on things that truly matter in this crazy life. And whatever happens, we'd reach great heights. I hope to hear from you. I'd love to spend the night." That was very long. It wasn't very dirty, but I do appreciate a poem. I think that's nice. Well, that's it for this episode. Thank you, Steph. Bye-bye. That's it for Why Won't You Date Me with me, Nicole Byer. Why Won't You Date Me is produced and engineered by, oh, the sweetest woman I know, Marissa Melnick. It is executive produced by other wonderful people, Adam Sachs, Joanna Solo-Taroff, and Jeff Ross. Thanks for listening. I love you. Thank you so much. We'll be seeing you next Friday with a brand new episode. What a treat. What a dream.
This has been a Team Coco production.
Some people like to deep clean every Saturday morning. I prefer to spend a few minutes every day keeping things fresh with Lysol. Lysol's brand new day disinfecting wipes conveniently tackle surfaces, including remotes, tablets, and smartphones, killing 99.9% of viruses and bacteria with a fragrance that feels like a tropical getaway for your senses. Don't just clean, Lysol clean.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at a coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.